The Bible teaches us that marriage is a holy institution established in heaven by the divine wisdom and kindness of God, who said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helpmate for him." And again, who said, "The two shall be one." In creation, Adam the man was formed first, then the woman Eve, that the woman might be for the man, setting forth the humility, modesty, and gentleness that should characterize her kind. Yet man, in being made last of all God's creatures, was set forth as the best and most excellent of all God's creative works. So Eve, being made after Adam and out of him, sets an honor upon the woman as being the glory of man. If the man is the head, she is the crown, a crown of her husband. The primary conditions of happiness in marriage are mutual esteem and a correct appreciation of the place which God has assigned to one's companion. To esteem one's mate is to see that mate as more than an individual, as one set in a sacred position by God. For to be designated husband or wife by God is to enter upon a position of highest dignity and trust in his kingdom. Esteem is an essential element of love. If it is absent, love ceases to be love, and a mere passion remains. Mutual esteem protects a marriage from becoming a victim of the inevitable ups and downs which it will encounter. Love is an essential ingredient of marriage, but the marriage does not depend upon love for continued existence. Rather, the love depends upon marriage for its continued existence. Marriage gives to love a situation of stability and permanence, wherein it can grow toward maturity. Marriage rescues love from the tyranny of strong but immature feelings. It forces a person to live out times of difficulty and win through to new depths of love and understanding. Love grows in the subsoil of mutual esteem. The woman holds her partner in the high regard which God has conferred upon him with the name husband. The man likewise cherishes the woman whom God has honored with the name wife. The Bible looks upon marriage as a mystery. Ephesians 5, 31 and 32 says, "On this account, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." There is a great hidden meaning in this, but I am speaking about Christ and the church. In other words, your marriage, every Christian marriage, is designed to be a reflection of the relationship between Christ and his church. This is a beautiful thing you are doing. There is no closer relationship on earth between human beings than that of marriage. It is meant to be glorious. Keep Christ first from the beginning. Make him the head of your home and follow his words regarding your relationship to each other, for Jesus holds the key to a happy married life.